Acts chapter 24, verses 24 and 25. And after certain days, when Felix came with his wife Drusilla, which was a Jewess, he sent for Paul and heard him concerning the faith in Christ. And as he reasoned of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come, Felix trembled and answered, Go thy way, for this time, when I have a convenient season, I will call for thee.
It's funny what you get used to. You know, we can have things that bother us, and at some point in our life, it stops bothering us. I nearly passed out both times when the boys were born. Every time I give blood at Freed Hardeman, I would pass out. Worked here at Trevin on the fire department for several years, and we'd go to a wreck, and I couldn't take it. I remember one wreck in particular. We was cutting someone out of the car, and was trying to get the top off the car, and I was sitting there just praying I wouldn't pass out. Finally got the top cut, got it off, and I went back over to Randy Hudgens. I said, from now on, I want to hold the hose. I want to be away from that. I can't take that. Jay had so much done to him, and needles and different things. He had a tube one time after he had had surgery and had to pull out of his side, and he didn't want him to pull it out, and I didn't want him to pull it out, and I finally just stuck my head to his. I said, shut your eyes. I've got mine shut. Let's take a deep breath, and this will be fine. He handled it a lot better than I did. I've always been weak when it comes to things like that. When we went to St. Jude, they were teaching Wendy how to take care of his port and flush it and stick needles in him and everything. And they looked at me and said, Mr. Rogers, you really need to pay attention. I said, no, really, I don't. I said, if I do, I'll pass out. They said, what are you going to do if Miss Wendy is not there or not able to do it? I said, I know how to get here. I said, I will get here if this has to be done. I said, I can't do it. Trust me, I can't do it. Every 7 or 8 days at St. Jude, I give platelets. I would go in and I would have them put needles in my arm and draw the platelets out and pass out just about every time they'd do it. I never, ever got used to it. They came to me one time, Carroll County Rescue Squad, and asked me to get on the rescue squad, and I said, no. They said, we need people like you. I said, you don't need me. I will make a donation every time y'all come around, but you don't need me. I can't take it. What is it that bothers you? What is it in your life that you can't do? You know, we know what our limits are. We know things that pushes us to an uncomfortable point that we know that some reason in our mind, we've got a wall up and we say, I cannot do this. You know, a lot of things we can do if it happens at the spur of the moment. If we don't have time to think about it, sometimes we can get through it. But think about the text for just a minute tonight that Nick read for us. Think about what's going on here. Think about someone coming to you and teaching you the gospel, teaching you the truth, trying to persuade you in some way to come to Christ. And as they're explaining it to you, you begin to understand and you kind of see what they're telling you and you begin to believe. You begin to believe to a point that you say, you know, what they're telling me is true and it's right. Keith, you may have changed this. This was left on and the battery's dead, I bet. What is true and right, and we begin to think that's what I need to do. I'll never forget, we carried a young man here, and I don't remember his young ladies too, or well, I remember the young men being there, carried him to float to Buffalo, me and Greg, and we went and camped out. Mark was there, seemed like Benji was there, I forgot who all was there, but we got to a point in the river where there was a cliff, a rock, And some of our young guys began to jump off that rock. And Jay was heavy, you know, and back then, and he was about as wide as he was tall when he was younger. And he was up on that rock, and he would walk out, and he would look. And I remember Benji being in the water. Come on, Jay, you can do it. You can make it. I said, son, I don't know if you can or not. Benji said, not a problem. I said, son, it's a problem. Come on, Jay, I'm waiting on you, son. I wouldn't do it. I would not jump off that. Well, finally, Benji, being more powerful than Dad, Jay took off and he jumped. He had to clear a little section before he hit the water, and obviously he made it. That terrifying fact that I've got to make this step, I've got to get past this point. And that's kind of where he was at right here, because it says he trembled. He was to a point where he wanted to do it, but he just would not commit. Commit to the point that I am going to go forward with it. And that's what our text says today. You know what we need more than anything? And as I read this last week, I got to thinking about this. What is it that we need? What helps Tim when I read this? What is it that can push me to go further than I've ever gone before in my faith? Because that's what every one of us sitting in here tonight that can understand what we're talking about needs to work on, is building our faith. Getting stronger in the faith. Not to the point that when we hear or we read or we understand the truth that we say, I need to change, and I will one day, but I'm not ready yet. What we need more than anything is believing in Jesus as our Redeemer. As our Redeemer, and when we believe that to a point, it is going to carry us further and higher than we've ever been before. Paul says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. When we don't feel like we're strong enough, and we don't feel like we can make it, and we don't feel like we can drive forward, we can look back and we can say, I can because of Jesus, because of the strength that he gives us. We can and we will live forever because of Jesus. Okay, Keith, the next one. I hate that we have to pause for that. So when we think about going higher and knowing that where we're going to end up in heaven, the next thing that we need, besides recognizing and understanding Jesus as our Redeemer, is we need a believing heart. Felix, I think, had that. He had a believing heart, but not to the point that he was willing to act on it or change his life. You know, Charlie, in his prayer tonight, and I appreciate that prayer, but in his prayer tonight, he talked about it being the first of the year and how that we had made resolutions, and I really didn't make any this year. And how that at the first year, we make changes in our life. Don't raise your hand. By no means, but how many of you made resolutions? How many of you are still holding on to them? How many of them done quit them way back when? That's why I didn't make one, because I generally don't hold out very long. But when we think about the text, when we think about what we mean, what we need tonight is that believing heart. That's one we need to hold on to. That we build that faith and we build that strength. And the strength knowing that we can live a faithful life, that we can, as we're going to talk about in February, we can love and we can move forward encouraging one another, being an example to each other. In John chapter 1 and verse 7, I've got it on the screen here, the same came for a witness to bear witness of the light that all men through him might believe. John chapter 3 and verse 16 is a verse that we all know. A verse that's used over and over again, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Should not perish does not mean that you will not perish, but that you should not perish, because when we believe to that point, we're going to follow Jesus. Follow Jesus each and every day of our life. And that's what changes us. If you have your Bibles, turn over to John chapter 20. John chapter 20. And let's look at verse 31. But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. It's the life through his name what we've got to move toward. We mentioned this morning in our sermon this morning, we mentioned about not holding on to the world, having a desire, what drives us forward, our hope being heaven, that we want to be in heaven one day. And that's really what verse 31 is saying there at the end, that believing you might have life through his name. Our life, for me to live, is Christ, and to die is gain, is what Paul said. That's the change that we need to have. The next one, Keith. What is it that we really believe in? Well, Mark Twain said, if doing good was what got us to heaven, you could not get in, but your dog could. We're not going to get there by just doing good. Now, I think we have to do good, and I think as we work and we help and we encourage and we evangelize and we help the needy, we help the sick, we help those in our community that need help, why are we doing those things? We should be doing those things because of our believing heart, because of the way that we have dedicated our life to Christ. You know, the Bible is very clear in what we should believe in, pure and simple. We need to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and that he sent his Son, his only Son, to die on the cross for our sins. And listen, that he's the only way to heaven. The world today, denominations today, may be teaching something different. And in many cases they are. But Jesus is the only way to heaven. I believe it's Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 8 says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The biggest challenge before us today is change. The biggest challenge before us today is slipping to the point of we need to be entertained. We need to get to a point so that we can draw more people to church in a lot of people's minds, and we begin to change what we teach. We don't want to call sin sin anymore. We want to look at it like everybody is right and everybody is okay. Someone come to me here a while back with a question, a Bible question, here in this community. And they said, what do I think? And I said, I can do one better than that. And they said, what? I said, let me grab my Bible and I'll show you what God says. This is exactly what God says on this subject. And they didn't like what God said. I said, well, you can go find someone that will tell you something different. If you're looking for someone to tell you something different, you can find it. And y'all, that's what's going on today in the religious world, is that we're changing to the point that we can point fingers at everybody and say that everybody is okay. But that believing heart that we're talking about tonight is what changes the way that we live. The next slide. Final thing I think that we can draw out of this tonight is we need to stop running away. When we hear something that is right, we need to do it. We need to do the same thing that Jesus told Thomas about the scars on his side. And that was stop doubting and believe. Believe that we can overcome sin. Believe that we can overcome Satan. Believe that we can make a difference in the world. Believe that we can influence people in this community. Believe that we can win souls to Christ by our example, by our teaching, and because we're going to stand on the truth each and every day of our life. Tonight, the challenge before us is this. How much do you believe? Mark chapter 16 and verse 16 says, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." Nothing we should want more than to be saved and have a home in heaven. If you believe with all your heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and you're willing to turn away from sin, repent of those sins, confess that Jesus is Lord, then you can be baptized for the remission of your sins. If you're here tonight and you've been unfaithful to God, somewhere along the way you have been carrying, as I said last week, you have been carrying a sin, a heavy weight with you each and every day of your life, and you have doubt. Maybe doubt just like Thomas had. Doubt to the point that you say, "I do believe, but I know I've not changed my life. I am still living worldly, even though I call myself a Christian." You can overcome that through Christ. Paul said so in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. "I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me." And that's the strength that we need to be dedicated and to be faithful in our Christian lives. If you need to respond to the Lord's invitation, come while we stand and sing.